News of the past. Americans debate which monuments and statues in this country should stay up or come down, and people have their own debates in former Soviet republics, like Latvia. Should they keep their monuments to their Soviet past? NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Each year on May 9th, Russia's Victory Day, thousands of Russian-speaking Latvians celebrate underneath Riga's Victory Monument to commemorate the millions of Soviet soldiers who died fighting Nazis in World War II. But Riga resident Brigitta Petrova says Russia's war in Ukraine cast a shadow over this year's celebration.
They lay flowers at this monument, but they're reckoning with how their homeland is bombing and killing people in Ukraine.
The city seemed conflicted, too. The morning after the holiday, it sent a bulldozer to remove the flowers. Hundreds returned with more flowers and sang Russian songs, which then spurred protests of Russia's war in Ukraine. After police broke it up, there were renewed calls to destroy the monument, and a month later, Latvia's parliament voted to do just that. Petrova, one of the city's 250,000 ethnic Russians, thinks it's the right thing to do.
Previously, I would have said no, but given the war, I think, yes, we should take it down.
But not everyone here has come to that conclusion.
This is silly. It's such a stupid decision.
Svetlana, a retired Russian-speaking resident of Riga who doesn't want to give her last name for fear of being targeted over her opinion about the monument, says her country's reassessment of Soviet memorials and street names is erasing valuable history.
Each year, I'd come here with flowers and a portrait of my grandfather, who fought in the Soviet army in the war and was wounded. It's very sad to see what's happened to it now.
Svetlana stands across the street from the Monument to the Liberators of Soviet Latvia from the German fascist invaders. The 24-story concrete pillar topped with a giant star was built in 1985 in the waning years of Soviet rule. The site is now overgrown with weeds and patrolled around the clock by police. The city says it will dismantle the monument sometime before November 15th. Ieva Bertsina, researcher at Latvia's National Defense Academy, says the ethnic Latvian majority sees this monument as a symbol of decades of harsh Soviet rule.
For Latvians, it means a symbol of occupation. For Russian speakers, it's commemoration of their ancestors that fought against Nazi Germany.
But Latvia's defense minister, Artis Pabriks, says those who want to remember war veterans can do so at cemeteries. Pabriks calls Riga's Victory Monument an ideological one, and those who support it, pro-Putin.
In the current situation where Russia is waging aggressive war against its neighbors, I think it's a legitimate question. Why do we keep any ideological monuments of occupation time in our country?
A poll by Latvia's public broadcaster shows just 9% of the country's ethnic Russians support the demolition of the monument, compared to 72% of ethnic Latvians. Among them is Christina, who doesn't give her surname for fear of being targeted. She's worried Putin may retaliate against Latvia once the monument is destroyed.
Russia can take it and use it as a tool or a reason why they will react. Because, as we see, it's very hard to predict what is up in this guy's mind, if there is a mind.
She's also worried about protests at the monument once it's dismantled, but Riga officials have kept the date of the monument's destruction secret in order to try and prevent things from getting out of hand. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Riga.